Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My delegation congratulates you, Your Excellency, on your assumption as the chair of working group and wish every success in fulfilling importance mandate. On the eve of 20th anniversary of the DDPA, the objective of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action are far from reach and even lag behind the lowest expectation. After 20 years still, there exists a worldwide wave of contemporary form of racism, xenophobia, Islamophobia, extremist violence movement, national populism, neo-Nazism, and related intolerance, which threaten the enjoyment of human rights of many people around the globe. The mass media could play a positive role in the rising public awareness, maintaining social and economic equality and encouraging the society to move toward creating a world without racial discriminations. While European society are progressively being shaped by racism and Islamophobia discourse, most of the media do not cover anti-Muslim attack as it deserves. All over Europe, far-right parties or far-right narrative are risings. Furthermore, the world is now facing a new kind of the terror rooted in anti-Muslims racism and white supremacist ideology. Regrettably, a continuation of those practices fuels racism, racial discrimination, and jeopardizes core international human rights instruments, including the Convention of Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. Having said that, it is imperative that the international community and the United Nations member state moving forward to the full implementation of DDPA as the solid basis and the only instructive outcome of the document of 2001 World Conference Against Racism and Racial Discrimination. My delegations also reject and condemn any doctrine of the practices of superiority of the people of individual on the basis of the national origin, racial, religious, and ethnic or cultural differences. We emphasize the need to promote and the reciprocal cultural diversity and the need to seek common ground among and within civilization in order to address common challenges to the humanity that threaten the shared values, universal human rights, and the fight against racism and racial discriminations. Mr. Chair, there is no doubt that the unilateral course measures as a type of violation of ICRD and infringes the principle of self-determination. Unilateral sanctions against the nations and the economic siege of millions of people are one of the examples of discriminations that have been repeatedly highlighted by the Special Rapporteur on Negative Impact of USIM. The U.S. maximum pressure on pharmaceutical companies for not selling the medicine to the Iran is one of the most embarrassing examples of discriminations and the crime against humanity in the modern world, which deprive as target people on their right to the health. I would like to quote from the Special Rapporteur of the USIM in his report of 242 session of HRC and the request the chair to include our serious concern in the final report to be delivered to the upcoming HRC in 2020. The prohibition of the racial discrimination and other prominent promontory norms may be infringed by the sanction implemented to the basis of the country of residence or the nationality of the targeted population, violating the area Article 26 of ICCPR and Article 1 and 2 of ICRD. End of the quotation. Mr. Chair, finally, we are deeply concerned over the continuation of systematic racial discrimination, which is practiced and propagated by occupying power in Palestine territory, as reflected in the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 3379, Zionism, a form of racism and racial discrimination. The occupying power, the repeated committed crime against humanity by killing women, children, usurpation of the Palestine and other occupied territory, and by adopting racist law in flagrant violation of the right to self-determination and the right to the written million of Palestinian people. I thank you, Mr. Chair.